And as part of our series of commentaries about New Orleans, we bring you this morning Bruce Babbitt, who was Secretary of the Interior in the Clinton administration.
It's now been 3 months since Katrina, and there's still nothing resembling a plan for the restoration of New Orleans and the Louisiana Delta. So far as I can see, there's not even a bare outline of how to proceed. Let's face it, New Orleans is the victim not only of a hurricane, but of a total failure of leadership at every level, local, state, and national. The mayor of New Orleans is overwhelmed. The governor seems to be wandering in a fog of indecision. And in the White House, our president sounds like Scrooge, muttering about tax cuts while Louisiana goes begging. The question now is, how do we break out of this circle of incompetence, finger-pointing, and recrimination, and get moving on solutions? It's probably unrealistic to expect the mayor to lead us out of this mess. How can we expect a mayor to manage the Mississippi River, or to design a new levee system, or to deal with the offshore oil and gas companies who have helped to destroy the natural delta defenses, or to deal with the rising sea levels inexorably advancing across the delta, where half the residents of Louisiana are at risk, more than 2.5 million people? No, this is a national problem, and it's going to take more than a mayor to lead us toward solutions. So how about state government? It should certainly be a part of the solution. But if Louisiana wants help from the Congress, it's going to have to get its act together. It can begin by creating a new regional Delta land management agency that is independent and untainted by the corruption that plagues Louisiana politics, an agency with jurisdiction to do land use planning for the future of the Delta and to levy property taxes to finance restoration. If Louisiana takes these steps, it will then have the credibility to ask for national support and to pressure the Congress to act responsibly. New Orleans and the Delta are national assets, and they deserve national attention. And then we should call on the president. No, not the current occupant of the White House. I'm thinking of two presidents who do seem to care, President George H.W. Bush and President Bill Clinton. Let's ask them to move beyond fundraising and use the convening power of the presidency to bring all parties together, state, local, and national, public and private, to begin a national dialogue that will lead to a visionary plan for the future of New Orleans and coastal Louisiana.
Bruce Babbitt is author of Cities in the Wilderness, A New Vision of Land Use in America. He was Secretary of the Interior in the Clinton administration. We'll hear more perspectives on New Orleans in the weeks ahead.